Well, hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 241 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour, so I've got some really good stuff this week. A bit of a mixture of some requests and some things I just haven't heard in a long time, and a couple of new things over from Metal Blade. But to kick things off, here from 1994 is Machine Head with Davidian.
Yeah.
and keeping it in the Bay Area. And the same year, that was Testament with Dog Face Gods from the Low album. It was one of the albums that didn't really, I can't even remember, did it do much business or not? I think it was one of the last ones on a major label. I suppose it'd been around the time that grunge hit and more bands went to the wall. And first up there was Machine Head with Davidian from the classic Burn My Eyes. You know, you can say what you want about that band now. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just unlistenable. It just seems very plodding. But that first album's just great stuff. And there's a handful of songs throughout their career after that. And they're still not a bad live act. So just before I put this one together, it was just announced by Onslaught that Cy Keeler's back with them in the vocals, and they're doing the, must be the 40 year anniversary of The Force, which is of course their classic album, and they'll be doing Damnation in November, so I'm glad I'm going to get to see them. So here's a track from that album, one of the most evil albums at the time when it was released. This is Let There Be Death.
Thank you.
More thrash there from the UK in the shape of Pariah with The Enemy Within from the Blaze of Obscurity album, an album which is quite, it's a good record, so the vocals just let it down slightly, and I'd say a lot of members of Satan were in that band, and they released a couple of albums I think, but that one there really stands out, and it, at the time when it did come out, it was one of them ones you just, oh, can't get the money to get this, but I can't remember where I picked it up years later and was really enjoyed it. I do like UK thrash, it had its own identity. So next one up is for a regular listener, JJ, and this is from a band he was talking about and I hadn't thought about in a long time, The Throbs. They released one album and then they were dumped 6 months later. Now, Bob Ezrin actually produced the album, so that was, they obviously had big ideas for this band. But anyway, this one's called Come Down Sister from 1991.
Yeah.
And another one there from around the same time, that was Cherry Bombs with House of X as well. It was 5 years earlier, actually. And that was another sort of super group thing which was meant to do big business. It was Nasty Suicide and Andy McCoy from Hanoi Rocks, after Hanoi Rocks came off the rails with the death of Razzle, etc. And a female vocalist. I think they were actually on that short-lived metal program ECT, which broadcast on Channel 4 around 1984-85. If you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube. Some really good stuff. But really early Warlock, Venom, Magnum, Motorhead, who were all in tuxedos, incidentally. So there you go. That was Coming Down Slow. That was House of Exodus, sorry, from the Coming Down Slow album. So check that one out if you can. Next up, another request. It's time from Donal McBrien. Thanks very much for sending me a wee PM. It was very good. And this is a band called Bronze. I don't know an awful lot about them. Sort of new wave. After the new wave of British heavy metal, the vocalist Max Bacon went on to be in that band GTR with Steve Howe and Steve Hackett. So a bit of prestige in there, I suppose, the word maybe I'm looking for. So this is Bronze with Night Runner from the Taken by the Storm album from 1984.
Yeah.
Well, I was just digging around there the other week, looking at reading old Kerrangs and things. I've got there's these websites that have taken old Kerrangs, the early 80s ones, up to about episode 50, I think it is. PDF them all. They're really good, right? You can read them on a tablet. Nice wee nostalgia piece. But a band, that was a band called Tobruk, which I hadn't thought of in a long time as well. And then again, they played on that program, ECT. And that was a track called Wild in the Run, which was a title track from their 1985 album that released a couple albums and then disappeared. Thrash was coming in then, and sort of the melodic rock thing. Bon Jovi had taken it way out, and the Americans were running with that one. So next up, another English band and another request from Donal McBrien. And this time it's a mighty Cloven Hoof from their album Cloven Hoof from 1984. And this one's called Laying Down the Law.
Chicago, where the innocent man protects and keeps them free.
Following that up, there's YNT with Mean Streak, the title track of their 1983 album. It was just last week I seen somewhere and somebody was talking about YNT, and you know, and you start thinking about these things, like they had a hell of a run of records from the debut right through to Down for the Count, Open Fire, Down for the Count around that time there, and then sort of playing to the kind of the big hair thing, and it just wasn't the same. They always had them early albums that just have, they're very unique. They've got a really good own sound. So next up, a couple of death metal things for Christopher Osborne. First up, Bloodbath with The Famine of God's Word from the Grand Morbid Funeral from 2014. it's been a while since we've played any Bolt Thrower. So that's Bolt Thrower with Salvo from the Those Once Loyal album, which I had in my head was around 2009, 2010, but it's actually 2005. Much missed, and they say that they actually wrote another album after that, but it just didn't match up to Those Once Loyal, so they just scrapped it. So maybe someday that'll leak out, but it's just brilliant. Like, it's Bolt Thrower never done a bad record. And first up there was Bloodbath, and that features Old Nick, otherwise known as Nick Holmes from Paradise Lost, on vocals. So that's his other band. I've seen him at one of the festivals somewhere, and he was wearing sunglasses. He got better take his off, can't see anything. Oh, I did laugh. So next up, a couple of new ones over from Metal Blade. First up is Disaster with Throne of Ecstasy.
Yeah.
First off, there was Disaster of Throne Is Back. See, German black and thrash death metal, been going since 1988. Massive back catalogue, lots of live stuff, EPs, a hard collective here in that sort of thing, but always solid and just keep on plugging away there. And next up after that was Revocation, a new one from them, the Sarcophagi of the Soul, and that's from their eighth studio album. These guys are just basically a guitarist and drummer, and then they bring in live people. Technical death metal from Boston. What's not to like? You gotta love it. And after all this time, these guys are still plugging away and not taking the foot off the gas. So to finish off tonight, I'm gonna finish with an odd one. It was a friend of mine put together a prog compilation from spanning the decades and the countries and all the other week there, and sent me a link to it. And it was this band here really popped out at me. They're from Denmark. And this is from 1971, but it's absolutely awesome to play on. I really enjoy it. This is Culpepper's Orchard with a song called Mountain Music from this album, Culpepper's Orchard. What a name. But anyway, until next time, look after yourselves and enjoy this.